All right, extraction. Extraction is the process of forming principal components as linear combinations of the weighted variables. This looks familiar. We take each variable, we apply a weight, and we get a linear combination. That linear combination is now called a principal component. It's not a Y prime, it's not an LDF, now it's called a principal component. Things to remember. We usually perform factor analysis to find out how many groups of related variables there are. That's what we're trying to do. However, as we've seen in the past, what we're trying to do and what is happening mathematically within the statistic don't match. The mathematical goal of extraction is to reproduce the variable's variance efficiently. It's trying to reproduce variables, we're trying to find groups of variables, and they're not the same thing. For example, look at this correlation matrix. When we look at this correlation matrix, it's pretty clear that X1 and 2 relate to each other pretty strongly. X3 and 4 relate to each other pretty strongly. And the cross correlations between 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 are much weaker. So we look at this and we say, I expect to get two factors out of these four variables. 1 and 2 ought to factor together. 3 and 4 ought to factor together. So we expect that PC1, because it's going to account for the most variance, is going to take the two that are most correlated with each other. Does that make sense? And it's going to put those together. And then factor 2, or principal components 2, is going to go grab 3 and 4, because that's the big chunk, and we ought to be fine. But that's not what factor analysis is doing mathematically. What factor analysis is doing mathematically is not to group variables, to reproduce variance. And notice that there is a non-trivial interrelationship between X1 and 2, and X3 and 4. So the factor analysis, trying to maximize variance accounted for, is going to do this. It's going to go grab 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Now the weights are going to be a little higher for 1 and 2 than for 3 and 4 because they're a little more strongly related to each other. But notice that all the variables contribute to defining PC1 with slightly higher loadings for X1 and X2. PC1 didn't focus on X1 or X2, and it didn't focus on the X3 or X4, so there will still be variance to account for in both variable 1 and variable 2, and variable 3 and variable 4. And PC2 will be formed probably something like this. Still using all of the variables, but now with a little more emphasis on 3 and 4. Notice that all the variables contribute to defining PC2. Notice the slightly higher loadings for X3 and X4. So this and this aren't nearly as pretty as this and this. Why? Because what we're trying to do is group variables, and what factor analysis is trying to do is reproduce variance. Now we have a way of reconciling those two. While this set of PCs will account for lots of the variables' variance, it doesn't provide a very satisfying or satisfactory interpretation. PC1 has all variables loading on it. PC2 has all four variables loading on it, and two of them have negative weights, even though in the original correlation matrix, all the correlations were positive. But now suddenly two of these variables have negative weights in the second factor, and it just gets a little confusing. The goal here was to point out what extraction does, maximize variance accounted for, and what it doesn't do, find groups of variables. It's only the beginning of the process. But this is why we're going to talk a lot about looking at rotated factor solutions for interpretation. Extraction is not the process of finding groups of variables. Extraction is the process of reproducing the variance in those variables as efficiently as possible. Determining the number of PCs. That's arguably the most important decision in the analysis. Rotation, interpretation, and the use of PCs are all influenced by how many PCs are kept for these processes. if you have five factors to rotate, you're going to come up with a different answer than if you have two factors to rotate, or three, or four. So there's an interrelationship between these set of decisions. It's not anything that you're unfamiliar with. You know that if you don't put a variable into a model, that variable can't contribute to the model. If you don't put an interaction term in, you have a main effects model. If you don't put a nonlinear term in, you have a linear model. Same thing here. If you don't consider that fourth factor, that three-factor model is going to look different than a four or a five. There are different procedures available for determining the number of factors, and none of them are guaranteed to work. Probably the best approach for determining the number of PCs is to remember this is an exploratory factoring, and that means you don't have a decent research hypothesis, so explore. Consider different reasonable numbers of PCs and try them out. Rotate them, interpret them. If you're going to use them in multiple regressions or discriminant functions later, try out the different versions. Figure out which of the exploratory solutions you're most comfortable defending in public. Now, to get us started, we'll look at the industry standard, which is also the SPSS default, of eigenvalue greater than 1. I'm not going to explain eigenvalue greater than 1 right now. The basic idea is that the factor is as good as the average variable. Okay, we're only going to look at factors that are as good as the average variable. I'll explain why that works later.